I've never heard of anybody up in this country getting bit, but they're very dangerous, they say. And your rattler, of course, is. We've had one man on the ranch bit by a rattlesnake. It was back when I was just a youngster. I don't know whether that's any interest to you there, but we scattered it and making fence, so we'd scatter our posts, the wagon go on ahead and come along with the spade and said, just set your post. And this man hadn't got a quarter of a mile from where we started, and he just set the first few posts and then picked up the post and picked the snake up with it. That snake had crawled out just between this little time, and he's just a little fella. His tongue to his, he raised it clear up and hung to his finger. Well, they did that. In those days, they thought whiskey was a thing, you know. And that was the first thing. My father tied his finger and sent him home, and tied his finger and split it, lanced it with his pocket knife, and then went to a neighbor, which is 4 or 5 miles in, and got a quart of whiskey. And they had that man drunk all day, and Swinner didn't kill him. Mm-hmm. It's just the opposite thing it teaches now, is to keep the blood flow from going, this or that. But he was a very sick man for a month or so. I remember seeing him keep his finger in turpentine, that turpentine had turned green, just pulling that poison out. And that snake wasn't over that long, he's just a little fella, just two buttons on, just two rattlers on, so he just
gave
2 years
work,
gave
so.
It all. Of course, it hung to his only finger, he didn't have a, he had a hole in his glove on that one finger that caught it. Probably wouldn't have bit through his glove if he did. That's only, I've seen a smart little kid or two on the ranch pick up, show them how they're going to pop their heads off on these non-poisonous snakes. I've seen one or two bit that way. He didn't mount anything on his throat or finger.
I don't think I care for that.
I don't either. Well, they just thought it deserved to get bit when they pull that stuff.
What streams do you have in this area?
Stream, it's the beaver. We call it the beaver.
Are there any others around here?
Sir.
Are there any others around here?
Well, we've got some side streams. Clear Creek is one of the main ones from the south here. Mm-hmm. They have Duck Pond on down below. From the north, right here in Beaver County, we don't have any. I mean, from the north, it's got a name. Mm-hmm. Oh, there is some local names to it. Kid Creek. Kid Creek's the only one I can think for right now. From the north in Beaver County, we've got Duck Pond, we've got Mexico, we've got Clear Creek, Willow Creek, dug out several from the south here.
Is there such a thing as a branch here?
Well, we call them branches. You don't hear that used too much in this country. I haven't had it. This branch as much. You get it. Some of the newcomers in here will speak of them as branches, but not the old term. And beaver is a it becomes North Canadian after it reaches supply. The Wolf Creek comes in at supply, that the two of them makes North Canadian.
Is supply in the old town?
Yes, sir. Supply was Fort Supply, established by Custer in the early days. And that's where he raided out from down on the Washita, when he raided Black Kettle, wasn't it, and killed off that massacre down there. Mm-hmm. That's where he was stationed when he did that. We didn't live in those days, but it seemed to be uncalled for.
Yeah. Do you have any special term for channels cut by erosion out in your fields? For the
gullies.
And any special word for a creek bed that's dry?
Draws, I think you'd hear them spoken of as draws, sand draws.
And you mentioned the pond. Was that artificial? That had been dammed up?
Just stop and think. I don't think we've got a natural lake in this county. They're all artificial. Don't be like we say, oh, you find some of these dry weather lakes, what you call dry weather lakes, mm-hmm. that filled up during rain.